Hello and welcome to Meditation Week, and this is day one. The topic for today is, what is limitlessness? This is an interesting question, and it is something that has only just come up more recently in a different way. I believe it's because when you're empathic and when you are a visionary, sometimes we tend to either have no boundaries and find ourselves overwhelmed with the information that's coming through, or when we begin to have healthy boundaries, sometimes we form too strong a boundary to allow us to be limitless because of our previous overwhelm. So this is an interesting proposition because I believe our comfort zones are changing. I believe we need to get used to the stretch. And I believe we need to find new ways to be able to be limitless and not allow things to limit us. So how do we do this? Now, one of the ways that I constantly use is I call upon the deity Ganesh. Ganesh is a wonderful deity whom is part elephant, part human, and the story goes that his actual head was removed and then he was reconstructed, and that's why he ended up with an elephant's head. And it's about removing all obstacles. So to me, limitlessness is about having no obstacles in your way so that you can be limitless. It's about being able to trust that limitlessness is for you, and it is about knowing what it would feel like to be limitless. So, today we're going to explore that, and we're going to explore that in meditation right now. Take a breath, and as you breathe, allow yourself to sit in an upright position, comfortable. Create your sacred space, and if you need to, remember you can sage your space, you can light candles if it's safe to do so, you can have your crystals, or all the things that uplift your energy around you. And if something doesn't feel right, if something doesn't uplift you, then shift it so that your space can be beautiful, so that your space can feel limitless for you. Now, if your space at this time feels cluttered, let us do a clearing with the angels. Allow the angels to surround you, the highest for the highest good. I'm seeing Archangel Michael at the top right. I'm seeing Archangel Zadkiel at the bottom right. I'm seeing Archangel Haniel at the bottom left, and I'm seeing Archangel Raphael at the top left. And they are assisting to shift your energy. No matter what space you are in at this particular point in time, even if it is cluttered physically, we're about to shift the energy of that. And as we shift the energy of that, you'll begin to feel lighter. You'll begin to feel uplifted. You'll begin to feel as though there is space. There is a limitlessness. And as you feel that, you breathe. You may feel tingles and lighter and brighter. As we call your guides and angels and beings of the highest light to be here with you, these four angels are holding your space so that you can feel safe in this meditation while you experience the state of limitlessness. Ganesh is here to remove all obstacles and stands outside above below, we connect to our Earth Star by imagining that the line of energy is running through you at your very center. You connect down into the Earth Star, connecting with Serapis Bay, and let this line of light pulse up through you. All your chakras, all that are awakened and are perfectly aligned and balanced for you. And allow the line of light to move right through above your head to all the chakras awakened, aligned and balanced above your head and beyond to your stargate. And as you connect to your stargate, it's like a pulse of energy comes down from your stargate. And as this occurs, this pulse of energy creates a bubble of light so that you can feel that bubble of light in all directions. North, south, east, west, above and below, and centered. You can, in your limitlessness, stretch this bubble of light as far out as is comfortable for you. And as you stretch out your awareness, you may be aware of other beings of light. You may be aware of the connection with others. But in your bubble of light, you can feel this limitlessness without overwhelm, with a sense of peace and calm. As you expand, and as you expand, allow yourself to feel a spiraling sensation of even further expansion. And if at any time you feel you have reached your limit, your comfort zone, ask your angels, your beings of the highest light, and if you choose the deity Ganesh, Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha, Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha, Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha, Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha, Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Allow your limits to be stretched with ease and grace. And breathe. And if you can imagine you can sense your limits within the room you are physically, you can sense your limits within the building you are within, or if you're outside, within the perimeters of your outside space, and then allow that to stretch further to encompass your community, your town, your state, your country, expanding even further to encompass the world, expanding even further to encompass the stars and the planets in your galaxy. Expanding even further in this space, feel expansive. Feel ease and grace. In this moment of limitlessness, you are connected. Do all that you need and more. You are connected to abundance. You are connected to love and light, peace and truth. You are connected to all. With ease and grace. Your heart is open. Your heart is expanding. Allow yourself to remember this openness, this limitlessness, yourself to bring back your awareness to a comfortable space for every day. You choose what is right for you. And allow yourself to find what is your new comfort. And enjoy the expansiveness of limitlessness. And with a smile upon your face, you come back to awareness of your physical body. You move your fingers and toes and allow your eyes to be open. So be it, and so it is. Journal on what limitlessness means for you. What was your experience? Remember and allow yourself to find that limitlessness in your everyday. Blessings be with Sharon LCL for now.